So the manifestation formula, I'll summarize: purpose plus a thought. There's having a purpose for wealth, thinking about wealth, visualizing wealth, affirming wealth, feeling wealth, writing it down in space and time, exactly where you're going to do it, when you're going to do it, how you're going to do it with a strategy, taking high priority actions towards doing it, because if it's according to your values, you'll do it. You won't do it if it goes against your values. You'll do it if it's high on your value list. That's why I hope you do this homework assignment, and that is write down the reasons why the value, the 200 benefits of doing it, so you raise it up on the values. I guarantee you'll have a different shift in your finances. Then, being thankful for what comes, feel deserving of it, being thankful for what comes, you'll manifest it. It's a formula. The secret of earning. Next little principle on page 11 there. What's your source of income? What's your source of wealth building? I had a situation occur to me. It kind of woke me up. I had this opportunity to do this television, being involved in television many years ago, almost 20 years ago. And I needed to raise some money. I needed to raise $80,000 at the time. And I didn't want to take from my own savings totally all of it. I wanted to disperse some of that risk, because otherwise I'm putting a lot more eggs in one basket. So what I decided to do is I was really inspired by this TV show, and I knew I was going to get a good return off it. And so what I did is I called some of my friends and asked if they'd like to participate in it. I guaranteed them a 15% annual return on it. At the time, the average annual return is about 7 to 8% in the market. So I said, I guarantee you 15%. I will sign a promissory note. I will give you 15% 1 year from now if you want to loan me some money, whatever you want to loan me. I'm talking about in 45 minutes, I had $75,000 just by getting on the telephone, because I was enthused. I was doing something I loved. I was inspired about it. I had no problem getting money. There's never a lack of money. There's simply an unclear vision, an unclear idea, an unplanned objective, and not in something that you're certain about with inspiration. I got $75,000, bam, like that in 45 minutes I was able to raise. I turned it. I put it in investment. I turned around and paid them within a few months. Like within 4 months, they're all paid back off. And I took my realtor off it. So when you have something you really truly believe in, money's abundant. I had another gentleman. I got the opportunity to work with a global hedge fund in New York. And it was a really neat experience for me, because it was a high level of finance that I hadn't attained yet. But they still wanted my opinion on the plan, this business plan on this global hedge. He wanted my opinion just because he knew me, and he just said, I'd like you to read it. I'd just love to pay for your opinion just to read it and give you your idea on it, see if there's anything you see that's a problem. Well, I read there and I said, my God, this is a PhD in education for me. Took me to another level on all the ways they could earn money, because they're dealing with millions of dollars. They're planning on dealing with billions of dollars in a global hedge fund. And this is the beginning plan of it. This one guy who's 36 years old, who had accumulated working as an investment banker $2 million, actually more than that, but he took $2 million of his investments, went over to Harvard University, got the economist there to design a plan for a global hedge fund, exactly how he wanted to manage it, based on the most knowledge they could get, put together this business plan. Took him 2 years to put this business plan completely together and get the checks and worked out of it, the kinks worked out of it. $2 million. Opened up the hedge fund, had $100 million the first week. And it's well over $1 billion in 3 months. Which leads me to another realization. That when you put your financial house in order, money comes to it. When you have a plan of action that people feel that they're going to get a return out of it, more money comes to it. The guy spent 2 years focusing and concentrating on something so valuable that billions of dollars worth were invested into it, and he was taking his 2 to 3% off the top of that. In case you didn't know, that's a good return on his money. Maybe you got what I'm saying here. That's like 10 times your money in a matter of a year. About 3 years. A year after it starts, 2 years after doing the productive work. So there's never a lack of money. There's simply an idea that hasn't been crystallized, refined, and packaged in such a way that's valuable enough to somebody to give money back to you for a service provided. The greater the service that you provide them, the greater the money you have access to. I worked with another company in Florida. It's a laser treatment for skin, you know, for laser treatments. They do remove veins, they remove spots, they do laser peels, whatever it is, to make beauty. They're a beauty. It's called ideal image. A guy spent about 2 to 3 years designing the original building, the original concept, and now he's franchising it. He concentrated on something that he knew was a winning system, and now he's got about a dozen franchise. Well, the franchise will probably give him, on average, about $45,000 a month. He's got 11 of them. That's $450,000 a month. Now, he spent 2 or 3 years refining and refining and refining and organizing and structuring things in order to get his company moving. But what I'm saying is that organized knowledge with a clear intent of building wealth and structured in such a way that's a service, there's no end to the limit of, there's no limit on that. There's no end to the money that's available. So here's another principle. Money goes to where it's organized most. Money goes where it's organized most. Let me give you an example. If I have 10 people up in the front of the room here, and this person right here, no, let's just take 5 people. 5 people in the front of the room, and I go up to you, and I said, these are 5 investment advisors, and you have your savings, your life savings there, and you'd like to give that and find the investor you'd like to give your money to. And the first investor over here says, when you say, you ask, what are you going to do with my money? What I'm going to do, I don't know yet. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take it, and I'll have to think about that. I'm not sure. I may put some into the stock market. I may put some into some bond markets. I may put some into cash, maybe some real estate. I'm not sure yet. Next guy. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you into a bank and get you a few percent and just leave it there to make sure you're secure and until you and I decide what you want to do with it. And I keep going down this list, and finally at the top, the guy says, well, first thing we're going to do before I take any dollar out of your pocket is I'm going to sit down with you and find out who you are, what you're about, what you're dedicated to, what your values are, what your risk tolerance is, what your time horizons are, where do you want to go with your wealth, and make sure we have a congruent path and plan. Then I want to sit down and design a plan that'll make sure it gets there. And that may take us a period of time, but once it's done, you'll be secure financially for the rest of your life. We'll structure it that way. Which one are you going to go to? Why? Because there's more order, structure, and understanding and knowledge there. Organized knowledge has power. So, we want to put your financial house in order. We want to organize you. Because the more organized you are in your finances, the more money is going to come to you, I guarantee you. More organized you are in your finances, more money is going to come to you. I really got a wake-up call when I was in New York one time. Athena and I were having dinner on 67th Street and Park Avenue. This gentleman's home is a wealthy gentleman, owned a big corporation. Big corporation you've heard of. We happened to be there. We got there a little bit earlier than some of the other people, and I was looking at his library because I'm drawn to a library, as you would expect. He had a library. It was about 20 foot tall and about 30 foot wide and about 20, 30 foot deep. And it's a big library. It's a beautiful library. And all of a sudden, I come over and I saw this one area of his library. It was about, 6 by about 8 foot of nothing but these vinyl, beautiful leather folders. And so I just peeked. You know, I was looking at the books and I peeked. And I was amazed because what he had is every single asset this man held was in a vinyl folder or a leather folder, whatever. It had you open it up, it had a picture of the asset, in this case, a hearth that he got from Egypt over the fireplace, a particular vase, a particular art piece. But everything he had that was an asset, he had a picture of it, the receipt, the appraisal, an insurance policy on it, exactly what it would be worth, its fair market value. He had every detail on every asset that he had in his possession. And I just sat there and went, oh my God, I've never seen somebody so organized. Now this is before now you can put it on a computer. He had it structured that way. I asked him when he came back in the room, I said, you're the most organized guy I've ever seen about finances. Everything has got it. He says, yeah, if I was to have somebody steal something or lose something like that, my insurance policy would cover it. I'd make money on that too. And I said, this is the most organized I've ever seen anybody. And I said, well, he told me, he said, organized money makes more money. So guess what I did when I got back to my office? I didn't get leather ones. I got paper folders. This is before the computers really became, you know, like Quicken and Money, Microsoft Money and things like this came about. But I went in there and I took every single asset I had, every stock that I owned, every insurance policy I owned, everything, asset, liability, anything that I owned, I put a folder together and I did exactly what he said. Exactly what he did. And I knew to the penny where I was financially. Because if you don't know where you are and you don't know where you're going and you don't have a plan to get there, you're a statistic. Can you understand that? You didn't know where you are. And you need to have it structured. And you need to monitor that on a regular basis. Because people who manage money wisely get more money to manage. And people who know where they are and they know where they're going and they've got a strategy to get there, get there. But if you don't even know where you are and you're kind of leaving it to uncertainty, and this is what I want you to write, the greater the certainty, the greater the wealth. You don't want to leave it to chance and guess. The greater the certainty, the greater the wealth. You don't need to gamble to be wealthy. You don't need to speculate to be wealthy. But you need to have structure to it. So put your financial house in order is what I'm leading to. Find out exactly every asset. You will blow your mind because you may find that you have assets you didn't know about. You may find out that some of the art you have is more valuable than you thought and get a fair appraisal on that. You may find out that your car is more valuable. You may find out that you've got hidden assets you didn't know about. But put your financial house in order. Put everything that's an asset and put a folder together on every asset and then put it on your computer and organize it on a computer in a software program that they have now available, Money, Quicken, these type of things. And put all your assets and put all your liabilities there and look at where your net worth is. You need to know where your net worth is. You need to know where you're standing today before you can make a plan for tomorrow.